Today we are very happy because we have 31 brothers and sisters from Taiwan to visit us. We welcome you. How about if you stand up so we can see you? We're happy that you visit us and we can enjoy the Lord together. Amen. And this morning, really very happy that we can enjoy the Lord's word. In the past 2 weeks, the church here, we study and we enjoy the book of Romans chapter 5. And this chapter is a very rich chapter. But don't worry, I will not say too much. And I will only share with you what I enjoy the most and what impressed me the most. And so I try to make it as short as possible so other saints also can share what you enjoy. Now, I really have some burden to share with you concerning this Romans chapter 5. Why? Because Romans chapter 5 is a very important chapter. But yet, most Christians, or at least many Christians, did not pay much attention to this chapter. Because most Christians, what they concern, what they want, is just to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, receive Him to be their Savior, and then they will be saved. And we all know John chapter 3, verse 16, right? For God so loved us, so loved the world, and even give His only begotten Son, and all those who believe into Him and will not be perished will be what? Will have the eternal life, right? So all the Christians know this verse, and we all know once we believe in the Lord Jesus and receive Him as our Savior, then we will be saved. And also, once we are saved forever. This is eternal salvation. But when you come to Romans chapter 5, in addition to the salvation we have received, but there's something is very somewhat troublesome. So that's why we read Romans chapter 5. And especially like in verse 9 and 10. Maybe we can read that again. Much more than having now been justified in His blood, we will save through Him from the wrath. And for if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the much more, we will be saved in His life, having been reconciled. Now, these two verses, on one hand, it makes it very clear, right? Because we, before we believe in the Lord, not only we were sinners, we were also His enemy. But now, because the Lord died for us, therefore He shed His blood, and also that we reconciled to God. But that's wonderful. And that's, again, once we are saved forever. But why? At the end it says, we will be saved in His life. We're already been saved, right? Then why? We still have to be saved in His life, in God's life, in the Lord's divine life. Why? And when I was young, I really could not understand this. But later, because of the ministry, gradually, I realized the Bible says, since the Bible has said this, that we will be saved in God's life. So that means we have many things we need to be saved from. And so this is something that I had the burden. Since we are in this chapter, and this chapter tells us we can or we will be saved in his life. That means there is something within us, either in our thought, in our habit, in our whatever, need to be saved. And therefore, I really feel, and I not only just share this with you, I will say this to myself also. Since we are in this chapter, and we have this verse, and we really need to go to the Lord, pray to him sincerely, and ask him to shine his light upon us, so that we will know how many things within us, in whatever, in our mind, in our emotion, in our will, and need to be saved. If we do not go to the Lord, let the Lord to shine his light upon us, and to don't worry about other people, just about ourselves. So let the Lord shine his light upon us, to show us, to expose our weaknesses, whatever the things need to be saved. May the Lord to reveal to us. When God shines his light upon us to show us how many things within us need to be saved, the Lord shines his light upon us is not to condemn us, rather is to save us. So I really feel that when we get into this chapter, we will have this kind of attitude. Then when we read this chapter, we'll not waste our time, but really get into the what's said here. So this is the one thing that really touched me very much, and I really want to go to the Lord and pray to the Lord, open my whole being to the Lord. Let the Lord to speak to us and shine us so that we will not remain in darkness, and so we can be saved. Okay. We are saving in his life. Now, how can we be saved? It is not we can save ourselves. Once the Lord shines his light upon us, and we have so many weaknesses, problems, but don't try to save yourself. None of us, including me, more that can save ourselves these things. Only when we are in this divine life. This divine life actually is nothing else, no one else, but Christ himself. That's why we all need to come to Christ. Only when we are in Christ, then we can be saved from all the things that need to be saved. So this is one thing. Now, then later, we also read verse 17. Let's read verse 17 again. For if by the offense of the one death reign through the one, much more those who receive the and will reign in life. And then also read verse 21. In order that just the sin means the death, also praise my thing unto you, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now you have more things in these verses. Not only we need to be saved in God's life, and also you have this phrase here, what is ring in life? Ring in life. What is ring? Ring means that He is the Lord. He is the King. And then, first of all, concerning reigning in life, really has two aspects. The first aspect is, so what is reigning in life? Reigning in life really means we let God, this life, to be our King, to be our Lord, to control us. Don't say that this is an easy thing. No. We have to see that many times we are our own Lord. We are our own King. Don't mention about the unbelievers. You know, when we preach the gospel, very often some of the unbelievers say, I am my own Lord. Why should I get another Lord? But we Christians will not have this kind of attitude. But in our living, in many aspects, that very often it is not that the Lord is our King. We let very often, at least in my case, that if I'm not turning myself into Christ, and very often, I became my own Lord. I think I'm not the only one this way. You know, in the book of Matthew, the Lord said, in that day, when He comes back, and very often people might say, Lord, Lord, is that true that I always call you Lord? And the Lord said, I don't know you. Oh, I really don't want to be a person that the Lord did not know me. So here, in addition to, we need to be saved in life and we need to be reigned in life. Again, I repeat this. Reigned in life means let this divine life, eternal life, and again, this life is just Christ. The Lord Jesus in John said clearly that He is the resurrection and He is the life. So again, we need to turn ourselves to Christ and let Christ to reign in us. Let Christ to be the real Lord will reign in life. Now, once we receive the Lord as our Lord, always respect Him as our Lord. I'm not my own boss. The Lord is my boss. That means I do not reign myself. I let Christ to reign and this divine life to reign in me. Okay, this is the first aspect. So what is reign in life? Reign in life means let the life reign on me. Okay. But then, once we have this reign in life, in our daily life, in our church life, in everything, then we can be King. We can reign in other people, in God's enemy. I don't know whether you have this kind. I believe most of you have this experience. What kind of experience? That is, if we do not let God to reign in us, when we go out, try to serve Him, try to preach the gospel, and most likely, you will not have much fruit. Why? Because you say you want to preach the gospel and want to do this, want to do that. But if we do not let the Lord reign in us, Satan will not pay any attention to you. And because he knows if you go out to preach the gospel, you will not have any fruit. If we do not let Christ reign in us, if we do not let this divine life in us, I think this is many saints' experience. even you want to go out to preach the gospel or try to do this for the Lord, try to do that for the Lord, but no fruit. Why? Because we did not let the life to ring in us. But once we let the life ring in us, then we can go out to preach the gospel. Then we ring them. Amen. So when we come to here, I will bring in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Now, you know, we all know, and most of you know, what is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Now, you know, those who know the Bible knows that in the Bible, of course, in the Bible, there are many principles. One of the principles is that God wants us to repeat. Okay? God always wants us to repeat his words and repeat the truth. Therefore, in the Bible, we have this book, Deuteronomy. What is Deuteronomy? Deuteronomy is all repetition. Nothing new. Just repeat what Moses said earlier. So today, don't say Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 again. Yeah. But Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 is what? I confess. We repeat. We purposely repeat this. That's why we read this. And most of us can, at least that sense here, most of you can recite this verse, right? So what does it say? And God said, let us make man in our... So we thank the Lord very much. Now, I don't need the English speaking recite because they have recited I don't know how many times. But anyway, today we listen to these Chinese speaking saints that recite the same thing. But why we have to repeat? And we have to see what Romans chapter 5 is important. Because this chapter, Romans chapter 5, this save in his life and the ring in his life, this is the way how to carry out Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. We know Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 is important. It's because it tells us not only God created us, and also tells us God created us with his eternal purpose. He has a purpose. And so, and we all know, positively speaking, God wants to gain a corporate expression. That is the church. We need to express God. And then, on the negative side, we can represent God to deal with God's enemy. Specifically, to deal with those creeping things that creep upon the earth. But then, practically speaking, how can we do this? That is Romans chapter 5. First, if we want to express God, we have to first to be saved in life, then let the life ring in us, then we can express God. And then, how can we represent God to deal with his enemy? Again, we need to be saved in life and let the life ring us. Then we can go out to deal with Satan and defeat him. So amen. Then you go out to preach the gospel, then you'll kill Satan. This is why Romans chapter 5 is so important here. And so this is why I have the burden to share this word to not just to you, and also to myself also. Okay, I just want to stop here. But since we have these 31 dear brothers and sisters here, they come here, it's not just for sightseeing, but it is for fellowship, right? For blending, right?
Amen.
Okay, so I will just hope that you will also share with us how the Lord bless the church in, or the churches in Taiwan, so we can have the real. But before you speak, then let me, if you don't mind, let me share a little bit with you that how the Lord bless us a little bit. Just yesterday, we had a gospel meeting. And then we had gospel meeting, and then the whole day, the morning, the afternoon, it was heavy rain. And I even thought, oh, maybe we won't be able to have a gospel meeting tonight. But then we still pray. When should we pray? About 5 p.m., right? All of a sudden, all the rain stopped. And the sun came out. And many gospel friends came to the gospel love feast and the gospel meetings. And eventually, 10 was baptized yesterday. So we thank this very much. Then I hope that next time when you come, you will join us. We will preach the gospel together. Amen. Then we will know what is the reigning life. And we can experience and enjoy this reigning life. Okay. Now, since I know you have already went out to sightseeing, so now I think it's the time to share your part, share your portion. So I don't know whether you have the microphone. Okay. I think you understand my English, right?
Amen.
And I hope many of you will share how the Lord has blessed the church in the churches in Taiwan.
Amen.
And then if some other local saints, if you have any burden, then also can share what we talk today. Okay. Now, so which brother or sister? Yeah, they just use the.
Mayor Wendy.
Yeah.